Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Mothman Randa.
Hi.
Give us a hair tip or fact or something.
A hair tip or a fact or something. Let's think. What season is this coming out in? This is coming out in fall.
Fall. Probably like the shitty part of fall too, where nothing's pretty and everything's dead.
Yeah. Well, for that, you're probably kicking your heat on, which means your hair is going to be drying out. Think about adding in an oil or a serum to your routine. Yeah. Also, silk pillowcases, they really help retain that moisture.
Yes. Put Aquaphor on your face.
It's a good moisturizer.
It helps whenever I get like change of seasons, like crusty, I'll like slug my face.
Yeah. And definitely. If you're oily, don't do that.
No. Yeah. If you're oily, don't do that. Tretinoin has changed my face. That has nothing to do with anything, but it's been feeling good. Anyway, I don't know what I was just talking about. Oh, try like a moisturizing shampoo or conditioner. And if you have oily hair, don't do it every day. Just do something for your hair like once a week as you shampoo to protect it from. Because not only is it cold outside, but what you don't realize is it's also very dry.
Yeah. So the humidity is not there anymore.
Sucking the moisture out of your skin and your hair. So, yeah.
Moisturize.
Okay.
Time to get creepy. So let's talk about Mothman.
That's fun.
It's my boyfriend, Mothman. He goes to a different school. Sorry. We are going to Point Pleasant, West Virginia, where they have a double caked up Mothman statue. Like, people put coins between his booty cheeks. The first sighting, if you will, of Mothman is November 15th, 1966.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Mothman had some years on him.
And there are two couples out in the car cruising like one did in the 60s. And they are near the West Power Plant, which is the TNT. It's abandoned building. So I'm thinking like it's November, so it's dark outside. They're getting creepy, right?
Yeah, they're filming spooky season.
They're trying to scare each other. I bet the boys are trying to scare the girls, and they're all having a great time, and they're all going to hold hands later about it. And so they're driving around. They're kind of like, ooh, what's here? What's there? Looking or whatever, driving through the woods. And they're driving through the old TNT factory, which is basically abandoned from World War II, okay? So it's been turned into a power plant.
I don't blame them.
This is where they're driving.
Seems like it'd be really, like, yeah.
If it was here, it's something I would do, right? Yeah.
I mean,
if the power plants up on Okoye were abandoned, do you know how fast I would be in those bitches? Okay. And so they see what they think is like a man standing on the side of the road. And as they get closer, they can make out that those are wings. And then they see these red eyes. And some witnesses say the eyes glow. Some witnesses say that they're just like this crazy red color, like red you've never seen before. But at either rate, they're red eyes.
Well, and when your car lights hit it, maybe that's what makes it feel like it glows.
And so they hightail it the fuck back to town because they're like, what is that? Thank you. They're booking it back to town at speeds of like over 85 miles an hour. And they say that this thing is like keeping pace flying. And like it'll like swoop down at them and like pull back and then swoop down again and pull back. And so they're freaked out and they like report this.
Yeah.
they're like terrified. And so then like a couple weeks later, more reports start coming in. And so the police start putting out patrols to be like, what the fuck is this thing?
Yeah. Right? I mean, because you'd assume just like a big animal, maybe. Honestly, my first thought is, I wonder if at first they thought it was just a big fucking owl.
Some of the locals still to this day call it the big bird.
Okay.
The whole thought is that this is like a blue heron.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've ever seen a blue heron, that you can tell that's a bird.
Right, right. It doesn't look like a moa.
Well, and the reports are that this thing is like anywhere between six to nine feet tall.
I was going to say, I thought like 7-8 feet. Yeah. So.
With a wingspan of over 10 foot. I ain't never seen no blue heron that big.
Mm-mm.
And so, you know, the police actually take this a little bit seriously. They start patrolling, yada, yada, yada. Coincidentally, at the same time, UFO activity is ramped up around the Point Pleasant area. And they start to see men in fucking black in town. Asking weird questions, threatening people to not talk about it. Like, weird shit.
And I do believe that.
Well, then in December 15th of 1967, the Silver Bridge collapses in Point Pleasant. So a little over a year to the day from when they start seeing Mothman, this bridge collapses. So people start suggesting, like, is this an omen? Is this like a death angel? Like, right. what is this? Because a lot of people said that they saw the Mothman flying back and forth over the river by the bridge, like in the days before it collapsed.
Okay.
And weirdly enough, the 13th pin in the bridge is what failed and made that bridge collapse.
That is weird.
There were 46 casualties on the bridge.
Oh, wow.
Making it like one of the biggest
catastrophes.
Yeah. And there were also said that they saw the men in black at the bridge before it collapsed, as well as after it collapsed. So, just weird shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
After that, of course, there's been some sightings here and there, as far as Point Pleasant goes, but not nearly like what it was back right then. Most modern day sightings happen around Chicago.
I mean, it flies with a pretty big wingspan. Did it move?
And there have been multiples spotted together in Chicago.
I don't think I've ever heard of that. Of like mm-hmm. multiples. I always just thought there
one
was
one person
like,
said they saw like three together.
But I mean, why not?
Why not?
Like,
so the whole thing is like, what could Mothman be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a mutation of something? Are they like bad omens? Because that's the other thing is like, when people report sightings or seeing this, they have these feelings of like dread or like something's gonna happen to right. them, or like this thing is like coming for them.
Like a Death Eater.
Right. Like I mean, weirdly honestly, enough, yeah. very much so that like what the fuck is this thing?
That is weird.
Are they aliens? Are they supernatural? Are they part of like cryptozoology? Like, what are they?
But then at the same time, what is cryptozoology? Is it an aliens? Is it supernatural?
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. That is, yeah. I never heard that there was like more than one. Like, I didn't know Mothmen hung out with each other.
Yeah. Like there's more than one. That boggles my mind.
That's terrifying.
But again, why are we not finding these things? Like,
right. How we never found a body of a Mothman.
I would certainly be intrigued if I did.
Yeah. What is your personal infatuation?
I just fucking I love Mothman. I think it's It's just the one that, like, I latch on to is Mothman. I don't know. I guess, I mean, like, I think the Chupacabra is cool, too, you know? Like, he's a little fucking weird. I think the Chupacabra might be a mangy dog, but... Yeah, like, but the other thing that I think is really interesting is that, like, some people are like, what if it's a pterodactyl that's come back?
Yeah, you know, I got real strong dinosaur beliefs. And I don't think there's no way that, like, it didn't come back. That doesn't happen. And I said that. That doesn't happen. Me cross my legs. That doesn't happen. But no, like, if, like, they had hung around or something, we would have known. Well, then why don't we know where Bigfoot is or anything? But, like, a pterodactyl is fucking huge. It's hard to hide.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know. We're dragons, dinosaurs.
I don't know.
I bring that up all the time. I have that conversation often, actually.
Right? Like, when did we really lose the dinosaurs?
Right. And, like, maybe they didn't actually mean that it breathed fire. Maybe that was, like, a colloquialism.
Yeah.
So, but no, Mothman, I believe, is his own. Like, don't put him into a box. He is his own thing.
He's his own dude.
Yeah. And I guess he's a bad omen. That's the thing, like, I've never heard of areas that are just, like, Mothman rampant. Like,
apparently don't go to Chicago if you're scared.
Yeah, but, you know, that's crazy. The only person not scared to go to Chicago is the Mothman, so.
He said, fuck it. Let's go to Bingo.
Yeah. So, all right, well, tell us what you think the Mothman is, who he is. Is he your dad? I don't know. Maybe. Let us know.
Bye, guys. Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.